Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello.
How come so many of God's stupid creatures call our show?
Because it's the way it's meant to be, and we love it.
Why do I get the feeling that everybody that's calling the show right now is like that person today? I was on a slab of the death strip, the 8-lane death strip, the Washington, D.C. beltway.
Right. Yuck.
And merging onto 270, I was like, there's big signs posted saying 4 lanes go to 2 to the left, 2 lanes to the right. And in the middle of all of this, in the left-hand lane, in the HOV lane, which is not HOV yet, so until 3 o'clock,
right,
there is a guy in a Toyota who is going 55.
Uh-huh.
And as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I was the 8th car to put on the blinker, get in the next lane.
Pass him on the right.
Then pass. I'm looking in the rearview mirror like, you ass.
Yeah.
I do a lot of awful things when I drive. I've cut people off. I throw garbage out my window, for God's sakes. I do. But the things that I do, I consider to be anonymous, on and gone,
right,
a hit and run, if you'll pardon the pun, right, a finger in the air, and then hit the gas as fast as you possibly can.
Right. Well, it's incredible when they do that.
And I'm looking in the mirror going, ass. Haven't you figured it out?
Right.
That now eight people have passed you. No one's been mean about it.
Well, the particular area of highway you talk about are these massive amounts of lanes, and it's isn't it 4 lanes go to the right,
yeah,
4 lanes go to the left?
Right.
It's right here in Washington, D.C. 4 of the lanes go directly to the White House, and the other 4 lanes go to Camp David. And what you've got is you get people that are in the middle of these 8 lanes, and it's like putting 2 dog biscuits on either side of a dog.
They cannot
make their mind up until they get – and the signs – seriously, are there larger signs anywhere in Washington for where you're going to drive?
Left here, right here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, 4 lanes go this way to Camp David, 4 lanes go to the White House.
2 miles of warning.
And that's exactly what it says. Mm-hmm. White House this way. Right.
White House this
Camp
way.
Camp David this way.
I was trying to come up with a more simple concept.
No, you got it.
Actually, no. One says White House, then the other sign says Rest of America.
So
right.
So my thought is that the same type of person who would just drive along blindly doing 55 is the same type of person that's been calling the show in the last 5 minutes.
You know this. I don't. What's the delay on this show? The actual before it goes out over the air?
Like a minute 40.
Minute 40 delay. Well, it's a minute 42 today because everybody calling has a 2-second delay in their brain.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show. Now.
One.
Now, here we go.
Two.
Hello.
One.
Radio Gods.
Hi, you're on the air.
1.5.
Hey, that dry dream soundbite you've been playing all week.
Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night.
Yeah,
which Leave It to Beaver episode is that from?
I know we've said that too. It sounds like the Beaver and Wally. It's not.
I have no idea why that is not burning out. I laugh every time.
Because it's funny, Mike.
Oh, it is funny.
Because it's funny. We got that tape to get to. And the tapes of the Sacramento radio station.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and this thing gone bad?
Yeah.
Dude. Can't you get water poisoning and, like, die?
Water. Water.
Your body is 98% water. Why can't you take in as much water as you want?
It's really eerie.
Yeah. When we get back, we'll listen to these tapes. From the station in Sacramento, did the contest with the people drinking water and the lady died. Even I've heard these tapes, and I still got it's awful and squeamish to listen to.
Yeah.
You know, was it seriously? I think Harry Truman is one of our best presidents. Is he the guy that said the buck stops here?
Yes.
Okay. There has to be somebody in this radio company that owns this station that has to stand up and say, "Okay, the buck stops with me." We ran a contest that killed somebody, and it definitely was something that everybody on the staff knew about, and we should have caught it. And it's really our fault as a company.
Yeah, and
rather than just take these DJs.
When it comes down to DJs, and we speak from experience, you're not dealing with the brightest end of the chain. And if you got a situation where, you know, there's a management tree, a chain of command, you got to have somebody along the line. You can't just hang the guys out to dry and go, hey, no problem. I'm sorry. There's liability all the way up that night.
I looked into this. They had this on their website. They've been running this on their radio station, their cute little promotion.
Could have been for
the Nintendo Wii. I mean, it was something that was obviously brewed up in a promotions meeting, and it had enough thought into it that it went onto their website.
Right. Which, and also, you know, seriously, and I believe guilty, innocent rather until proven guilty, that the autopsies are still being done on this situation.
Right.
And this immediate decision that this was water intoxication, you know, I'm not ready to throw. Careful. Everything you read, everything you believe, you know, get all the facts before we completely condemn.
Okay.
We'll play the tapes.
Because that's DJs. What
they're saying. I know.
You're right. These DJs are saying things that I think, as I said yesterday, I could envision us saying. We have
easily
said when we've done these shows.
But for the grace of God go we.
Yeah. And people call in and say, someone could really get hurt. And we always say, hey, get out of here with that. So these DJs are doing the exact same thing. I guess my complaint with it is that somebody in the company, goddamn, this is such a litigious society we live in now. Somebody in this company, it was their job to be the person to approve this.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
someone to say this has the chance of killing somebody.
At the last level, which is the ground level right here where we're in the trenches doing it every day.
Right.
You know, the job's here, the responsibilities, come up with ideas, do different things,
entertain,
be controversial, mm-hmm, be funny, be entertaining.
Right.
You know, the guys that sit there and wear the ties and sit in the ivory towers and basically administer all this, that is their job. That's
right.
Why, God knows, we run into them all the time.
You know,
and really, to leave these, 10 guys, was it, that got
10
canned?
People got canned.
And now maybe a criminal
station
investigation.
Yeah,
and
the chance that they're going to come and arrest these people now.
Right.
You know, and the family's going to have a press conference today. They're going to sue the company and sue these people individually. And, you know, we'll hear the tapes. They're creepy to listen to.
I know, yeah.
They're really, really creepy.
And throughout it all, and I say, really, when I heard autopsy still being done, reports are I'm not sure that everything's completed yet.
You're right.
I do believe this probably was water intoxication as I read about it right now. But, you know, shouldn't get lost in the fray that there was, you know, a human being that lost her life through this. And that's a tragedy for everybody. There's nobody high-fiving each other because this happened.
And I got to say this, too. I don't know if a lot of people are saying this. It may not be a popular thing to say. She knew what she was getting into, and when you hear the tapes, you're going to hear her say, I will drink more water.
But
I think she also falls into the category of the disc jockeys. Somebody higher up, because
somebody
people that actually pay attention to this stuff. Lord knows they're on our ass about, you know, words you can't say, right, and they certainly supervise contests. Well, you know what? Everybody should have been protected on this, including that woman. And everybody agrees it's a total tragedy.
You know, but it was an innocent contest, and really just about any innocent contest. Think about all the radio stations that do eating contests and, you know, stand here and put your hand on this car. Now, what if one of those stupid stand here and put your hand on this car things, what if somebody dislocated a bone, mm-hmm, that somehow led to some kind of seizure and they died from standing for 3 days and putting their hand on a car? Do you think that you would have the same outrage as a woman who drank water?
Of course not.
Right.
Of course not. But
why?
It could happen. But don't you agree that also this is radio,
well,
this is media, this is show business? You know how this works. You know, I'm just waiting when this filters down to everybody, because this is going to change the landscape
again
completely.
Yeah.
And this time, you know, really, I know the Janet Jackson thing got a lot more play,
right?
But I would imagine, you know, at least in radio circles, this is going to be a little tsunami effect. It's not hit us yet, but it's going
to
hit us.
So I guess my point is, anything could happen to anybody with any of these contests, and with this one specifically, if you have people in this company whose job it is to know what's going on, so stupid disc jockeys don't do stupid things, you know, take some freaking responsibility. Don't just fire people without making an arbitrary decision one way or another and then think you're done with it. Like, oh, and I was thinking about this, too. How the freak can this station stay on the air right now?
Yeah, that's true.
How could you possibly right now be on that station and go, hey, good afternoon, 107.9 The End, Sacramento? Because you've been reading a lot about our station. Oh, we still play great music. Yeah, there's a song that's killer on the end. I mean, what are they gonna?
Yeah.
What can they possibly say?
It's amazing. It's surreal. It really is.
107.9 The End. And how about that for the station? Called The End, too. You know?
Right.
Sending out our best to the family. Now stay tuned for 40 more minutes of commercial-free music.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking out loud here, but maybe, you know, who knows who's making the decisions out there. Is it a corporate entity like they all are?
Yeah, Intercom, it is.
Yeah,
it is? All right. Jesus.
Why are you doing this?
Hold on a second. 107, what is this, Rob? For this thing.
Shatner.
Shatner gun.
William Shatner. Denny Crane.
107.9 The End. Yeah, we're out there in the public eye. Just want to say, hey, we're real sorry. I mean, I feel for the DJs.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, and how would you like to be the disc jockeys that have to replace that morning show?
Oh, my God.
You can't.
Good morning.
I feel for everybody involved in that whole thing. I really do. And I feel for probably even the guy that made the decision to fire this group, because he's going to get fired. He won't get fired right away, but he'll get fired down the road.
I would be curious to hear from some people out in Sacramento. Seriously.
I'd like to know how it's being covered.
About how that station specifically is running right now. Yeah. I mean, how could you, on one hand, how could you not talk about it? And on the other hand, there's probably the radio part of me thinks that there's a radio guy out there that just said, right now, shut up. Don't say anything.
I'm sure that's what they're doing.
Just play music.
Right. Yeah, we're not.
No talk, just play music.
We can't have any comment. That's exactly what they would do.
Mm-hmm. Here at 107.9 The End, there's been a tragic event in Sacramento. We offer our best. And now back to today's hit music.
It's probably exactly what they're doing. Do you think they're even making reference to it?
More music in the morning.
I bet they're not saying a word about it.
No, you're probably right, Mike. Yeah. It's creepy.
Believe me, we're doing it for them.
We'll get into it. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.